So, what brought you to this event? Your friends forced you? God, that sounds awful. But yeah, I'm in the same boat as you. They essentially forced me to be here, and so now I'm here. Hooray! I did not want to come here, but you know what? I'm going to make the best out of a bad situation. At least I'm having fun, and I met some pretty cool people. You too. Sweet, sweet. Well, I'm glad that we're both able to make something out of this. Though it's very awkward, it's kind of just the situation we're in. There's no reason to sulk any more than we should. I mean, yeah, it's an awkward, you know, situation, but it is what it is. Just kind of gotta go with the flow at this point. You know what I mean? Yeah, no, I get it. Trust me. I didn't expect all of this to happen so soon. My friends tell me, hey, we're gonna go hang out somewhere. You wanna come with us? And, you know, instinctively, you'd be like, yeah, I'd love to come along. And so you come along thinking it's going to be a good time. Then all of a sudden, they shove you into a closet with someone you don't even know. And just say, have a good 7 minutes. When I heard that, I felt something boil over. I was set up. I was set up to do this with you. And just saying, nothing personal against you because, you know, I don't know you, but it would have been nice to have, like, a heads up. I left my house in a t-shirt and a pair of shorts. If I'm going to do something like this, I'd like to look decent. Hmm? Oh, I look fine? Well, thanks, but, you know what I mean. I'd rather not be in some kind of gamer t-shirt. This is not mine, by the way. It's my brother's. No, I'm being serious. This is not mine. You wouldn't catch me anywhere else wearing this, but I thought we were just going to, like, get something to eat and then go back home. Not this. You know what I mean? This is kind of like a blind date, and I can only imagine the first impression I've given you. What? You think I'm cool? Well, I'm glad that was your first impression of me, but you don't have to sugarcoat it. You must have been kind of weirded out, huh? I see. So you were also forced into this. I have a feeling this was a collaboration between our friends. And, yeah, I think the both of us were set up. So, we might have to talk to our friends after this. But why would they set us up in particular? Do you think maybe we're like a good match or something? That has to be it, right? I don't know. But you know what? Like I said, let's make the best out of this. They did this for a reason. They thought maybe we would mix well. So now they shove us into a closet for a few minutes, hoping that we open up to one another. So you know what? Let's do just that. Hi. I am Bethy. Nice to meet you. Call me Beth for short. Yeah, saves a syllable, but, you know. Sometimes it's just easier on the tongue. But yeah, what's your name? Well, it is nice to meet you in these very odd circumstances. But, yeah, what do you like to do? I see. Well, for me, I love to paint. I love to, I do like to play games. Huh? That was obvious. What do you mean? The shirt? No. You have me mistaken. Again, this is my brother's. This is not mine. But, You're not going to let that go, huh? I chose the worst day to wear it. Everything else is in the laundry, and I saw this, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's my brother's shirt. Well, I might as well wear it. Everyone knows, well, everyone in my circle will know that it's not mine. So, you know what? You can believe whatever you want, because at the end of the day, we are both stuck in a closet together for a few more minutes. I gotta say, I don't particularly regret coming out here today. I probably regret my clothing choices, but other than that, I feel pretty good. What about you? I see. So it seems the both of us has enjoyed this a lot. You know, that's a pretty good sign. Maybe I'm happy that our friends did this for us. And maybe for next time, we could do this again, but without help from our friends. So, how does that sound to you? Would you like to hang out again? Just the two of us? 'Cause if you are, then I can say that would make me very, very happy.